We wanted to put a question on this Bain Capital and Mitt Romney story to our good friend and Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, welcome to the program.
Morning, John.
So, Todd, does the Obama administration have to come up with an outsourcing smoking gun for this thing to be sustainable beyond this week?
I don't know if they have to. They're hoping that the SEC filings that we started talking about last week are exactly that. The Sunday shows over the weekend, John, have really seemed like they're starting to let this Bain Cap, this part, this chapter of the Bain Capital story, I should say, really take root. And this has been, again, the Bain Capital story has been an ongoing narrative that the Obama campaign has been building for many, many months. And in fact, this was going all the way back to the primary. But this has documentation. This is the difference now of why the Bain Capital SEC filing story showing that Mitt Romney actually was filing as CEO, director, sole stockholder of Bain Capital after 1999, why it's really taking root.
Then what do you make of this? Here's John Kyle, a Republican senator of Arizona on Meet the Press.
If you look at the fact checkers, I look at the Washington Post, they say Obama is blowing smoke. They give him three Pinocchios. In other words, he is fibbing. He's misrepresenting the facts about Bain Capital.
I mean, that sounds so inside the beltway, but he is saying that the Obama campaign is not being truthful here.
He is saying that, and the Washington Post fact checkers have said that. If you want to have an inside the beltway story just briefly, the Washington Post fact checkers, a fellow named Glenn Kessler, who has been doing battle with other journalistic enterprises here inside the Beltway. The rest of the country doesn't know about this because people are attacking the Washington Post fact-checking operation for sort of sticking by their guns on this Bain story when they think there are a lot of other questions to be asked. The filings say one thing, Romney says another. It doesn't mean he's lying, but look into it. It might be a smoking gun. So there's an internecine fight going on among journalists inside the Beltway over this too.
But isn't there a point that the Washington Post might have here, Todd, in that maybe somebody has to come up with a signature on some memo that Romney signed that resulted in a company, folding, which meant a job went over to India, or else this is all really abstract.
Yes, that all of those things you said, John, are true. But I think if you're the Obama campaign, I've talked to Democrats about this. They would love to have that signature on a thing that where Romney says, sure, outsource the jobs or whatever, if that even existed. However, if they never get to that, we're still talking about this. The Sunday shows are still talking about this. In the last segment, you heard the discussion of the narrative. Instead of talking about jobs in the economy, you're talking about Mitt Romney's record, Mitt Romney's credibility. This goes to another issue on the Sunday shows, which is Mitt Romney's tax returns, Mitt Romney's tax havens in the Cayman Islands and Swiss bank accounts, all of the issues about whether Mitt Romney's fit to lead in an economy that's recovering,
right.
And not President Obama's record.
Well, this raises the point, and we can leave it here, but, I'm dying to ask you this question. I mean, on the tax records, even on Bain, couldn't Mitt Romney settle this tomorrow with just some disclosures here?
Yes, absolutely. He could, but then you know as well as I know. That depends on what's in the tax records, doesn't it? These are released 2 years. Previous presidential candidates have released far more. If Romney does release 5, 10, 20 years, what's in them? We don't know. The question the Obama campaign gets to still keep asking, and even a couple of conservatives over the weekend asked, if there's nothing in them that hurts, go ahead and release and put it to rest.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.